Welcome back to My Seminary Life. I'm your host, Brandon Knight, and today I am here to talk about an NPR podcast. Because I'm a pretentious millennial, yes, I've started listening to NPR, and I started things off with their show, Extremely American. This is a two-season podcast, a series from NPR that I checked out, and I want to give you some of my thoughts on it here today. But for those of you, first off, who are dropping in for the very first time, My Seminary Life is a show where I dive into things that I am studying. It was a long time ago, a show about me finishing my master's degree, and now it's a place where I sit back and reflect on the stuff that I am studying. And through the power of podcasting and NPR, I did a whole thing into the world of alt-right militias. And also this little thing called Christian nationalism. Ever heard of it? So if you've never listened to an NPR podcast before, particularly a limited series like this one, imagine any limited series podcast from Christianity Today. Probably the other way around. Christianity Today is definitely trying to sound like NPR, especially those Mike Hosper, Rise and Fall of Mars Hill, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea, like very much trying to do the NPR style of podcasting, which is fine. I guess if you're going to try and copy anybody, that's not a bad one to try and copy. I personally have my own podcasters that I may not listen to their shows as much as I used to, but their formatting for their show and the way that they present themselves on the show, I definitely try to embody. Big fan of Brett McKay from The Art of Manliness. That's where I channel a lot of my, especially for this show, try to channel a lot of my personality for this program. But NPR's podcast series, Extremely American, has two seasons. And in season one, it dives into the world of alt-right militia groups. And if you're thinking to yourself, how can you do an entire season on alt-right militia groups? Don't worry, there's way more than you thought there was. Every episode, which I think the series, again, another way that they're like Christianity Today and Mike Hosper, the series runs for 8 episodes plus a handful of random bonus ones. And I think just about every single episode dives into a different militia and explores just like this world. It's all that he's trying to do, is explore this world of people who believe that they are the ultimate defenders of the Constitution and therefore freedom in the United States, using various, not even really loopholes, but honestly just kind of like misunderstandings of the Constitution that they're trying to defend to make an argument for their lifestyle of being a small private army working in the United States and showing up where they are not invited to provide crowd control at protests, demonstrations, riots. And there's also a group that operates kind of like this off the grid kind of approach where they're basically considered themselves the 51st state in the United States. So if any of that interests you, definitely check out season one. I enjoyed it. The episodes are perfect. They're right around the same amount of time that I usually talk for on my shows. They're about 20 to 30 minutes long. Some of the bonus episodes run a little bit longer. There's like one that's even a panel, so it's kind of like 45, a little over an hour with some of those bonuses. But the average episode is about 20-ish minutes long. And a killer soundtrack, if I also could just point out a random thing that doesn't really matter into the deep thinking side of things, but it's got this really great guitar riff, very Americana. Bow, wow, down, wow. Can't wait to listen to the playback on that. But just nice little folksy Americana acoustic guitar riff to kind of intro and outro each episode. But as interesting as season one was, what caught my attention about this series was season two, which was all about Christian nationalism, very specifically one particular guy and his, oh, how did they keep saying it in the show? Church mega machine. I can't remember how they said it now. There was like a term that they kept using to describe this one man's just like empire of Christianity that he's using to turn in America into a Christian nation. And that man is, of course, Doug Wilson. Now, an interesting correlation between season one and two is the fact that, of all places, Idaho is the hotbed of all of this. Whether it's the militia movement or Christian nationalism, Idaho is like ground zero for a lot of this. This is where Doug Wilson's church is located, his college and seminary, and where they launched a whole Christian homeschool classical education program for schools and homeschoolers curriculum. That's the word I'm looking for. This is where all of it got started, was in a town in Idaho named Moscow, not Moscow, but Moscow. You have to say it correctly. The season itself is very interesting. Like I said, it is different from the first one, where you're kind of getting like a more well-rounded look at several militias. This time they're zeroing in on one guy. I guess that might be a little bit easier than trying to hit all these other we're just going to focus on one issue instead of several people. That's fine. Doug Wilson in many ways is kind of the OG, the front runner, the face of Christian nationalism in a lot of ways. Where to begin in all of this? I would say one of the reasons why I wanted to listen to this series on Christian nationalism is because I wanted a take on Christian nationalism that wasn't from Christians. NPR, you know, is one of those places that's trying to give like fair and unbiased like takes on things. And it does come out eventually during this season that the host is a practicing Jewish man. And so when it comes to this, I really wanted that take from people who are on the outside, but do really care about it. Trust me, NPR is not saying any of this is a good thing. Let me make that pretty clear. They're not advocating for militias or for Christian nationalism. It's one thing to hear it from, you know, like a lot of my fellow podcasters in the industry who talk frequently about the evils of Christian nationalism. If you want a Christian take on Christian nationalism, if you want a hot take on Christian nationalism from a Christian, the new evangelicals are right there. And trust me, it's hot. Yes, that's supposed to be a joke about. Anyway, so it's, if you want a Christian take on Christian nationalism as a bad thing, listen to my show, The New Evangelicals, Ministry Misfits, Buddy Walk with Jesus, The Whole Church Podcast. Whether they're a part of the Anazal Ministries podcast network or not, there's a whole bunch of places where you can get that. But I wanted to hear it from somebody who is on the outside. Partially because I just wanted the reinforcement of like, okay, some of my perspective is not off here, but also just to get that, like, again, just like that outsider, like, this is why we're concerned. We get why you Christians might be concerned. And they do a very good job throughout the season of making sure everyone understands, hey, this isn't how all Christians think. They bring on, like I said, a big part of Doug Wilson's, like, media empire as he's trying to bring about a new Christendom is like this homeschool classical Christian education program. And so they have in an episode when they're talking about this, a woman, I forget her name now, who also created a classical Christian education curriculum that has nothing to do with Doug Wilson and does not stand for him and openly says, no, he's wrong. They have someone from BioLagos who's on the show to talk about like faith and science. That's right, Will. Go listen to that episode now. They do a really good job of trying to show like, hey, this isn't how all Christians operate, but there are Christians who think this way. And basically at the end of the day, I think one of the biggest benefits from listening to this show is that they do a really good job, although they may not synthesize it down completely, distill it all the way down. Basically, by the end of this series, you get kind of a working framework for what Christian nationalism is. I have even been taken to task before of what is Christian nationalism even? What is it even? You know, just kind of it for a longest time, it seemed like it was one of those things that like, you know it when you see it. But NPR does a really good job throughout Extremely American to basically present what Christian nationalism is bullet point style. Like, this is how you know if you're a Christian nationalist. And probably one of the easiest places to begin is Christendom. You believe that Christianity, that through Christianity, you are to disciple the nations to a point of converting governments to God and therefore using Christian virtues and values upon it as law. And the thing about all of that is the fact that, one, empire is wrong. Two, we're not trying to get a new Christendom. I am fundamentally against that idea. That is not what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about making disciples. I'm not trying to convert governments here. Individuals is what I want to talk about. That's what my discipleship looks like. That's what Jesus's discipleship looks like, is working with individuals, with people, not trying to convert governments. But along with the whole Christendom aspect of things, a lot of the on the surface, the whole like, well, we're just trying to, you know, have Christian values as law. Okay, so on the surface to Christians of many walks of life, that doesn't necessarily sound bad. The problem is, who are the people interpreting scripture that will then say this is biblical virtues that we need to make our laws around? That's another part of the slippery slope here, because they use this term. I don't think it's necessarily the fully correct term, but fundamentalism comes up a lot as another hallmark of Christian nationalism. Now, I don't think that's necessarily I don't think that really captures exactly what they're talking about, particularly if you're like me, and when you think fundamentalism, you think First Baptist of Hammond. You think skirts and guys with short hair and the ties and no alcohol, no drinking, chaperones on dates. There's a little bit of some of that stuff in there, but not entirely. I would assume they never really talked about this. This might be more of an insider baseball thing, but they did not really talk about if they're like King James only people or not, which is another hallmark of like fundamentalists, you know, fundies kind of thing. But instead, I would say they're more of the hyper-reformed category. That's I think a better understanding of Doug Wilson and a lot of the more contemporary Christian nationalists. They talk about one group of guys who have some kind of, a bunch of white guys who have a podcast. Let's just indulge the cliche. And they sit around and smoke cigars and drink whiskey while talking about Christian nationalism agendas. Like, in a fundamentalist fundy kind of environment, no one's sipping whiskey and smoking cigars. Like, we're not doing that. So I would say, rather than that image of a fundamentalist, think more of a, like, hyper-reformed. Like I said, there is a little bit of, like, fundy fundamentalism in there, and that comes from some of the theology. For example, patriarchy is a big part, or headship, as they always use, is a big part of Christian nationalism. That if you are it is overwhelmingly the opinion that not only are men the heads of their households, but they should be the ones with all of the power and authority, period. They, in the show, they have people on audio talking about how giving women the right to vote was a mistake, and that our voting system should be what they have in their churches, of the man of the household, the head of the house, votes for the entire household as the representation, not that men and women both get a vote. Women can only vote in instances of basically being a widow, is what it comes down to. So patriarchy is another hallmark, and also the literal understanding of scripture, something that I have talked about quite a bit here, that whole, if the plain sense makes good sense, seek no other sense approach to studying scripture. They do spend a lot of time, and I don't, like, sure, this is going to be a part of this kind of world, but it isn't as big of a red flag to me as some of the other stuff. But they do spend a lot of time with 6-day literal creationism. There's a whole conference at the Creation Museum. They do a whole bonus episode where they go walk around the Ark Encounter. And again, there's never like a disrespectful take on any of it, rather than just a, this is all very interesting. And now a word from producer Cooper.
Hi.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Hi.
Just hi? Would you like to sing us a song? What are you watching right now? Rubble and Crew? Okay, do you have anything else you would like to say? Very good. What do you think about Christian nationalism? Are they stinky?
No.
They're not stinky? What are they?
It's crystals.
Crystals? They're crystals? You're talking about Rubble and Crew right now, aren't you?
And crystals.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Are you going to go watch your show now? All right. Thank you for that word of encouragement, producer Cooper. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Hallmarks of Christian nationalism. So, yeah, those are some of the main takes, I would say, from the show of what makes Christian nationalism Christian nationalism. It's that very hyper-reformed, literal reading of scripture. It's a belief that discipleship looks like converting governments, not shaping people into the image of Christ. It looks like patriarchy and empire. And so those are the things to look for. You know, I don't know if there's really much else I can really add towards, you know, NPR's distilling of this situation, other than maybe their call to action. Maybe that's what I should end this on. Politically, I find myself in a bit of a crossroads of where I fall on things anymore. But one thing that is talked about in the show is like, what do you do? How do you stop a Christian nationalist? And one of the, you know, I feel like, again, looking at like all of the different podcasts that are out there, you know, we kind of come out this more from a let's talk about it, maybe poke some fun about it, point out how they're wrong. But for NPR, it's so much more grounded. And I think it's a it's something that we can all do to fight Christian nationalism. Go vote. One of the biggest tools for Christian nationalism is voting their people, their guys, into office and making political changes, because that's the agenda, is to convert America into a Christendom. And you do that by shaping laws, running businesses, and the whole bit. And so I know this is coming out in January, and there's not really any elections happening at this point in time, but one way to get involved in the stopping of the spread of Christian nationalism is by voting in your small local elections. Know who's running, know what they stand for. And if it sounds like any of the stuff that I talked about here today, or any of the other things I may have forgotten from the NPR series, like, you know, maybe that is your indication of who not to vote for. It's a very, like, it sounds tedious. It sounds very small compared to getting behind the mic and railing about them. But honestly, like, they have the media empire. Like, let's be clear. They have podcasts and church networks and plenty. They have an audience. They're ready. And their agenda is to get people into office. And so if you want to play a part in stopping the spread of Christian nationalism, then get out and vote. Sorry, that's not like a cool theological answer, but like, you need to get out and vote. That's what we got to do in order. That is at least one very tangible thing that I feel like everyone can do to help stop the spread. And I know I'm making it sound like COVID or something, but it is kind of it does make me feel gross. So we're not going to, so I'm going to talk about Christian nationalism that way. Hey, Doug Wilson, stop being a jerk. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend, maybe somebody who's also struggling with kind of like wrapping their head around what exactly is Christian nationalism. What does that even look like? And make sure you check out the other great shows here on the In Is Out Ministries podcast network. Plugged a couple of them already. And make sure you check out my sister podcast, Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. And my YouTube channel, Studio 219, A Place for Faith and Pop Culture. And you can always contact the show, email seminarylife@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Brandon signing off, reminding you as always that theology is for everyone, so keep on studying. And go vote.